What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Wednesday, July 30th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. A major turnaround for Boeing's St. Louis Defense Division. The unit swung from a huge loss last year to a profit this quarter. But in the middle of that good news, there's the threat of a strike.
That turnaround is being driven by major military contracts. Boeing is building more T-78 trainer jets for the Air Force and just started testing the Navy's new MQ-25 refueling drone, all of which helped to boost revenue by 10%. But the talk of the investor call was about the 3,200 local machinists who rejected a contract on Sunday that started the clock on a strike. While CEO Kelly Ortberg called a potential work stoppage manageable, the union has been quiet since the vote. That means with no new talks scheduled, those workers could be on the picket line next Monday. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page briefly addressed the state investigation against him during last night's county council meeting. The attorney general's office is looking into Page's involvement with a campaign mailer against Prop B, allegedly paid with public funds.
Dr. Page denies any wrongdoing. He says his phone was confiscated and he has hired attorney Jeff Jensen using his own personal funds.
I can't imagine that anyone has done anything wrong. I will cooperate fully with the investigation.
But the council is concerned they had no knowledge into Dr. Page's phone being taken or exactly what A.G. Bailey is looking for. But for council chairwoman Rita Hurd-Days, she says good, bad, or indifferent, if we know what's happening, we can deal with it.
I'm disappointed that he had to leave early, but I'm hoping that we can understand what communication really means.
Councilwoman Shalonda Webb.
To me, just reading the tea leaves, that means something is there. You don't go and get a private attorney, as people would say, lawyer up if there's nothing to lawyer up for.
The majority of the county council maintains that the Page administration used taxpayer money for a partisan campaign against Prop B.
We saw money from his PAC, which is called Page PAC, that were being sent to different groups to be used to advertise and to buy postcards.
Webb gave Dr. Page until noon today to turn over all information about the investigation to the council. If that does not happen, Webb tells KMOX, then they will subpoena the information. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Both lawsuits challenging the state takeover of the St. Louis Police Department will be heard later this year in Cole County Court. Judge Daniel Green will preside over the challenge from Board of Aldermen President Megan Green and the challenge filed by two citizens represented by Arch City Defenders. The trial scheduled to begin November 5th. The state board appointed by the governor met for the first time earlier this month. Next month's installation of metal detectors at the Metro station next to Enterprise Center is on hold.
In a statement from Comptroller Donna Barringer, she says there were issues with lack of protocol at the Gateway Transportation Center in downtown that prompted her to pause the metal detector deployment. Barringer says Amtrak did not have plans for what to do when weapons were discovered by the metal detectors or how to return them to riders when they exit at other stops. The station has had its share of gun violence in recent years, including in 2022 when a 17-year-old was shot and killed. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The security director for St. Louis Public Schools has resigned just 3 weeks before the first day. Terrell Baker was with the district for 8 months. According to his LinkedIn, Baker has taken a job in emergency operations with the Missouri School Boards Association. His resignation comes as the district also deals with staff and students from 7 schools relocating because of tornado damage to their buildings and a new transportation vendor taking over. Starting Thursday, hundreds of people will begin taking part in a huge conference dedicated to one of the world's greatest mysteries. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
This is the International Shroud of Turin Conference. When I say international, we have 49 speakers lined up. They're coming from all around the world to speak on the latest findings on the Shroud of Turin.
Conference co-chair Cindy Schultmeier says the three-day conference will take place at the Augustine Institute on New Halls Ferry Road in North County.
It's a big deal in the Shroud world, because it's very, very important that the Shroud researchers, experts, scientists, authors, have a place to convene, a time and a place to convene. And the last International Shroud Conference was held in Canada in 2019.
St. Louis hosted the conference back in 2014. The Shroud of Turin is believed by some to be the actual burial cloth of Jesus Christ. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
After beating the Marlins on Monday, the Cards were shut out last night, 5-0. The rubber match tonight, first pitch 6:45. You can hear it here on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local Podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.